bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeti is, and today's Dirties Daily is sponsored, powered by them old double O lights. Where's my man Andy at? Them old double O lights, baby. I got me another one now. That's that old Coors Light, if anybody is out there wondering. Back in the day, Ron, I heard it wasn't just the silver bullet and the wolf killer and the Coors Latte and all this, you know. Back in Andy's day, he said it was known as a double O light, baby. You could double O if you were just drinking Coors, but if you wanted one of them Coors Light, it was that double O light. So we're going to take
double
it back
o
to the
light.
What was that, Andy? Back in the late, had to be late 70s. Hell, they weren't brewed till 78. He said early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Double O lights. I like that, baby. Found me a little something that I can add to my Coors Light spiel right there. But we are at Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location. Out in Katy, we spend a lot of time up in these parts, Ron. This may be our most frequented location. It may be our most frequented location. Y'all come on through. If you're in the building, get in the raffle right over here. It's just a ticket. We don't need any of your private personal information. There's a little cornhole Bud Light cornhole set that we'll be raffling off in the 5 o'clock hour. My man Tyler Milner, he's usually back in the studio in behind the glass on the ones and twos. Hey, he's in the middle of the restaurant giving the yell, baby. He is in the building tonight. He's going to take care of that old cornhole set. He's going to give that away. We're going to take him back to his promo days and let everybody know what's going on with the raffle. We're going to do that here in a bit. I do want to remind everybody also, Friday, hey, Andy, Friday we're at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. He thought it was today. He didn't drive down there, but he thought it was today, y'all. BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. Today we are at the Park Row Buffalo Wild Wings location in Katy. And, look, there's a lot of folks that on that east to southeast side of town that give me a lot of hell now because I'm from over on that side. They give me a lot of hell about we don't come down there enough now. I've carried that hell that they give me right back to the office, and I've communicated it. And now Boss Man's got us down in Pearland. Now, I know it ain't just directly east, and I know it ain't as far, but that's close enough now. All that complaining y'all been doing, if you're in Pearland, if you're in that neck of the woods, come on through and hang out with us. BB's Tex Orleans is second to none. Great place to eat and hang. So come on out and hang out with us. Two things that D'Amico Ryan said a little earlier. Today is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, obviously, and the Texans are practicing. The reports are that C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie are both more involved today than they were previously. Let's put it to you like that. D'Amico Ryans has not made the announcement yet that they are out of concussion protocol. So clearly they're still to some degree in the concussion protocol. Now, I'll say this. There's like four or five different boxes that have to be checked, right? And once you get beyond doing the football activities, which is stretching, you know, maybe throwing the football around a little bit, once you get beyond that with no symptoms, typically – the dominoes start to fall in your favor and you get back to action pretty quick. And it's obviously clear that they've done that, not only by the tone of the messaging coming out of the organization, but there's also some videos that Ron has alluded to that those guys were back at practice in a more active role than previously. So Good news is it looks like one of or both of those guys could potentially be back this week. A lot of questions for D'Amico Ryans about the offense and about C.J. Stroud in particular. And one of them that I think is very, very real is about C.J. Stroud. And when you sit on the shelf for 2 or 3 weeks, really it's been 3 weeks, right? When you sit on the shelf and you don't set your feet in the pocket and you don't navigate the pocket and make decisions, you know, in split-second decisions with chaos going on around you and hearing the pads thump and hearing guys talking trash and getting your heart rate up, when you don't do that for an extended period of time, I believe, and I've been telling folks for the last 2 weeks, that is real, very real rust that a quarterback has to find a way to shake it off. And C.J. Stroud, if he's cleared and comes back this week, he will definitely need to do that. Here is D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, talking about C.J. Stroud's potential rust.
Whatever the injury is, like, it's different for each guy. And, you know, how long it takes for a guy to bounce back and get back into, you know, the form that they were in previously, it takes time. And so we'll see what happens. If he's out there and playing, we hope is he's playing at his highest level to help us be in position to win the game.
You see, about halfway through that answer right there, he said, "Oh yeah, I got to remind him that if he's out there, I got to." But you know, I think him acknowledging that there's some level of rust there, Ron, is real, and I think that's one we're going to show a little bit of grace, I think, in that first quarter of him just getting comfortable. Hopefully, ideally, I'll be honest with you, what you'd like to see is you go out there and you run the football really well.
That's what I was going to say. What's Nick Caley's role in helping with that?
Well, it's the biggest role of them all, right? I mean, you've got to, now I believe you should do it all the time. NFL coordinators will tell me that I'm crazy, but I would go out there every game, but definitely with a guy that's been on the shelf for a while, you get out there and you find me a quick completion. Find me the soft corner, give me a quick completion. If the corner's going to play hard the whole game, then get me Dalton Schultz or Christian Kirk in the slot on a little option route, and give me just an easy throw in the ocean on first down, get the drive started, and get me seeing the ball leaving my hand and being caught by the receiver. And then obviously a big emphasis early on running the football. If you can run the football and just effectively in the first half and kind of extend some drives, I'm not saying you got to go out there and score 21 points, but go out there and extend a couple of drives, get you 10 or 15 plays in, and then once that rust is off, once that heart rate's up, We can take off. We can get to playing real football. But I do think it's very real, and I think it's more evident, like most things, for a quarterback, because you know, if you're an offensive or a defensive lineman and you sat out and you get in there and say it's a bum knee or even it's a concussion, you get in there. I mean if you're half step in one snap, you're gonna get got, and there's not a whole lot of time for you to analyze this thing, where the quarterback has more time to analyze that he hadn't had any reps. In those more physical positions, I think it's a little bit quicker to overcome it. So C.J. Stroud and his rust, Ron, I think is going to be a big part of this game.
Yeah. Yeah, so it could be a slow start for C.J., or they could at least ease him in with the play calling.
But yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't know that you –
That's something
I don't know
that should be expected and prepared for. I would think,
yes,
for Texas fans.
Absolutely. For people that think, like all the folks that came at me last week, if you think that the quarterback is going to step back in there after being on the shelf and look like he looked his rookie year and take off. Now, I hope he does. Look, stranger things have happened, but I'm just telling you to prepare yourself a little bit and give the kid a little bit of grace. Now, the other thing is still really relative to the offense, but I think the other thing that D'Amico talked about that may be a little bit different this week than what we have faced in the past is the secondary. The two corners for the Indianapolis Colts are long, big, physical corners. And I don't know that the Texans have necessarily dealt with that, right? You got Higgins, who's a young rookie, who's going to have to deal with Charvarius Ward or Sauce Gardner, and obviously Nico Collins on the other side. We know Nico can handle whatever, but this is more, for me, it's more about can Higgins handle the get-off? Can he get off the line versus the bigger, more physical corners that are obviously playing that are playing at a high level, that are playing with a lot of confidence? Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about Sauce Gardner and the others.
And Sauce is picking up the scheme fairly well. You can see where he's a guy who can play sticky man coverage. He's going to challenge you a big corner, long. He can run. Like, he's going to be feisty at the line of scrimmage, use his hands a lot. So we have to really find a way to work an edge and beat man coverage versus their corner, both corners. Our Traverius and, you know, and Sauce, they're both good players, and they're bigger corners. So I think that's a difference in what we've seen over the past couple weeks. Both guys, taller, physical, more stout corners that really play well at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be some work for us to win at the line of scrimmage, all right, to put these guys in a bind.
You're talking about Charvarius Ward sitting at about 6'1", 200, high 190s, 200, and then you're talking about Sauce Gardner sitting at 6'3", 190. So it's obviously less about the tangible size and more about just the physicality and the length that they play with at that corner position, Ron. But I think this is something to really watch. I mean, I'm excited to watch Nico Collins versus Sauce Gardner. I think it's going to be a hell of a matchup, and I'm excited to see if Higgins, we've seen him take a step. We've seen him arrive. We've seen him make some game-changing plays. But can you do it again when you're catching one of the better corners in the league? Not the best, but one of the better corners in the league. I would say both of these guys, one of them is in the best category, and the other one is in a really good category. And so what kind of role does Higgins play versus better cover corners?
Yeah, we heard from him earlier. That's a big deal. And I think across the board, man, in the slot too, Kenny Moore is really, really good as well.
Yep.
And they're going to get physical with them, as you said, and as D'Amico said, bigger guys. And he's had a lot of space the last couple of weeks too, right? That I think that's a concern do they have the personnel, and I think the Colts may, Clint, where they just say, hey, let's get in their hip pockets. Let's get in tight. Let's press them. You know, obviously, Nico, they're going to have help. We watch that coverage roll to him all the time. But let's really get physical and take away quick, early throws to them and see if they can beat us down the field and through physicality. And I think they've got the type guys in the back end that can play that way.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is, I think when we're talking about the two corners that Indy brings to the table, I think these are the kind of corners that you would hope Nico Collins sitting at 6'4", and Jaden Higgins sitting at 6'4", maybe even 6'5", yeah. I think he plays longer than Nico. These are the kind of matchups. This is why you have guys like that, right? Your smaller receivers might get swallowed up by a corner that's that long or maybe a guy that's that physical. But when you've got 6'4", 200, 6'4", 210 sitting at your wide receiver position, then hopefully you handle their size and their length better than most wide receivers do. So we shall see. But that's the two things that D'Amico Ryans said, I think a little earlier today, that stood out. We will hear from we also heard from Nick Cayley. We'll hear from more moving forward. B. Scott, Brandon Scott will be joining us the second half of the show. Yeah, there's a lot to love about Thanksgiving, and I've heard the types of foods, the relatives, everything has been covered on Sports Radio 610. But there's a couple of football games. There's a few football games, and the Thanksgiving Day NFL lineup is shaping up to be a good one. And look, I don't expect anybody to dig in real deep here. I just want to get something on the record. There's three games. You got Green Bay at Detroit, you got Kansas City at Dallas, and you got Cincinnati at Baltimore. And I tell you, the Cincinnati-Baltimore game just got significantly more interesting because
come on now,
it looks like Joe Burrow has been cleared. Joe Burrow has been cleared to play for Cincinnati and will start tomorrow night. They play the late game, and Joe Burrow's back in the driver's seat now. The Cincinnati Bengals they're a three-win football team right now, 3-8. So I believe their playoff hopes are dashed. However, you want to talk about a team with Joe Burrow being back that can heavily impact that division, which is Pittsburgh and Baltimore, the two teams that are at the top, kind of battling to see who can who can win that division, as well as whoever else is left on the Bengals' schedule. So if you're catching the Bengals in the last 6 weeks of the season, I feel for you because everybody else got a Burrow-less Bengals. Now you're getting Joe Burrow. But, boys, let's go through this real quick. Who do you got? Who do you got? Green Bay at Detroit, Thanksgiving Day to kick things off. Ron, who you got?
Man, I just don't know what Packers team, more importantly, what Jordan Love, is showing up. I'll take the Lions at home. Don't feel good. Seems like something's missing there. It looked like they pulled out their last bullet and saying, here, Dan Campbell, you go. And
gig him.
And hey, man, you go start calling plays. And that was like the last bullet. And that hadn't been seamless. So I'll go with the Lions, but I don't feel great about – seems like something's missing for both of those teams.
Yeah, I'm very much with Ron. I was going to say, man, you just never know what Green Bay Packers team you're going to get this year, it feels like to me. I mean, 1 week Jordan Love is you know, possibly an MVP running, and then the next week he looks like Daniel Jones with a bad fibula. So I don't know what to think about Green Bay. I'm going Detroit because they are at home, and it's Longhorn Hate Week. Head coach Dan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keyshana's at UHC.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And Campbell, former Aggie, if you didn't know, gig him.
I'm going Detroit all day long. I'm telling you, man, you're right. It's been a little taking over the play calling kind of situation. Maybe the offense isn't as good as it's been in the past, but one thing they got figured out is that damn Jahmyr Gibbs. And he is the absolute truth, going for over 200 yards last week. I think in the last five games, he's gone over 130, he's gone over 150, and he's gone over 200 in three of the last five or six games. I mean, he is
– played against him in fantasy last week, I am so sorry.
I'm going to tell you, man, I was ridiculously high on him coming out, so much that I would argue with folks that he was on par with, if not better than, Bijan Robinson as a pro, as an actual pro. I had no idea dude was going to look like this on the field. I mean, I when I watched the Detroit game, he looks like a man amongst boys, which that is wild to think at the NFL level. All right, Kansas City goes to Dallas. Ron, we'll start with you, baby. How you feel about Kansas City? How you feel about them Chiefs in Dallas?
Well, I think it's a big, damn near must-win game for both teams. And I will just trust the team that has been the team of the last half decade. I'll trust them over Dak and the Cowboys. I think it'll be a tight game. I think both teams are beat up. and both teams just came away from really emotional wins. But when it comes to that, I'll trust the team that's had the most, the Astros of the NFL.
That's a very fair thing to say. CeeDee Lamb gets in before curfew this week, avoids getting punished, but the Cowboys still lose because they suck ass. Sorry, Jerry Jones. Kansas City Chiefs win this week.
I was wondering, I feel like this is a hard one this week, Clint, for Texans fans. They obviously, you hate the Cowboys, and then, I mean, the Chiefs have been the best team in the league, so, and they've ended your season, so you hate them. This must be a tough one for some people.
Yeah, look, I don't have much hate in my heart for either team, to be honest with you. In fact, one of them wrote some pretty hefty checks to me, so I greatly appreciate it.
I got enough for both of us.
I'm okay. That's right. That's fair. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys in this one, just simply for football reasons. I think Quinnen Williams changes the game. I think Overshown. I think what we've seen, I don't know exactly what it means, but I think what the improvement that we've seen in that Dallas defense, I do think it's real. I do think it's tangible, and because of players and not just, you know, not just a fluke that they're not that much better. So I'm going to go with Dallas at home on Thanksgiving with the Chiefs in town. All right, how about Cincinnati? Burrow led Bengals at Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Ron, what you got?
Yeah, Joe is coming in, and I think they're a different team, but they have still been scoring points. They've just been giving up points just like they did last year. And I think the Ravens are one of the hottest teams in football. I think they get it done.
I'm not a big fan of this new generation being fans of just players and not teams. Okay. I can't really follow with that.
But
I love Joey Burrow, man. I'm pumped about him returning. Joey Burrow drives his Batmobile to the stadium, gets it done, beats the Ravens this week.
I don't think he ever – I think he canceled it.
Yeah, he canceled that order. Yeah.
That's what he wants
I think
you
he
to
canceled
think.
That order.
That's what he wants you to think.
I'm going to go with Baltimore for similar reasons why I went with Dallas in the previous game. I think the defensive struggles early in the year have not been necessarily corrected, but they've been improved, I guess. I think Cincinnati scores some point, but I don't think Baltimore is going to get ran through the way, let's say, we ran through them here in Houston. I like Baltimore. I like all three of the home teams in these games, Ron. I like all three of the home teams.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. The Lions almost threw for 300 yards, rushed for over 250. St. Brown had 150 yards receiving and a touchdown. They had to go to overtime with the Giants at home. What's going on with them? That is just something's up with the Lions. All right, as we continue, as he said, B. Scott coming up in a bit. But before that, I don't know how real this report is, but I think the report, and this has to deal with the Rockets, is something interesting, at least to discuss. If it was real, where would your stance be? We'll discuss that coming up next. Text line coming through, fellas. Had Gibbs in my lineup and still lost. What in the hell did you have around?
Damn, your team must suck.
Man, he had 55 points by himself. What'd you have?
Your team must suck.
Would you miss some bye weeks?
forgot to start a defense? Like, what?
I'm about to say, hey, man, it's 4:30, guys. People starting to get off work. Head to Katy. Head to the Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location in Katy. T-Mill, you hear him. He is out there live, baby. He's not at the studio. He is out and about with the crew. Clint Sterner out there as well. Brandon Scott, he'll join us in the next segment.
B. Scott's here. He just eased on in.
I'll tell you, look at Brandon getting in on time. That's what I'm talking about. B. Scott in the building. Just saying, man.
Did you not expect him to be on time or what?
On time, man. I don't know. I mean, some
you act as if you've got experience with him being late or something.
Man, I'm just saying, good. People push it. Never know.
Skeezy's always on time, baby.
No, he's not. I mean,
his time.
You got that traffic. You got to push some limits. You got a little Houston traffic in there. But he's in the building. Say hello, and you give yourself a chance to win, as there are prizes there you can win. Get in the raffle box. Our guy Shea is there. He'll help you out and get you with a chance to win. There you go. There he is. Shea's in the building, baby. Shea gonna get it big. Shea always lets it ride on holidays. Shout out to the to the Houston Cougars, who are trying to respond from their loss last night to Tennessee in a great game. They're up And look like they're going to win or up 9 against Notre Dame right now in that Vegas tournament. So hopefully they can go ahead and pull that thing out. Crazy thing, man, with freshmen. Yesterday, man, their 5-star recruit, Kingston Flemings, went off for 25 points, and today he hasn't scored. Just freshman, young, 18. Just from day to day, baby. 20
Is that
minutes.
Nico?
No points.
Was that Nico?
Ain't scored. So, looks like they're going to pull away and get a big dub. All right. Before we get to B. Scott, fellas, this report came out, and I mean, this is a reputable person. It's got like over 700 followers, and does a lot of work with ESPN, and Yahoo Sports. But he said that the Houston Rockets are reportedly showing interest in acquiring Anthony Edwards, viewing him as a long-term franchise cornerstone. And look, I don't know how real that is, but what it did make me think is, all right, is he one of those players, and what is the list, if there is a list of players that you would, because if you try to get an Anthony Edwards, you know that means you're going to give up either two or at least one of the two, and much more of Amen Thompson or Alfred Shingun. And I know, like watching them every night, it's kind of hard not to cloud the judgment because you get to see them every night and you understand their age. Amen Thompson, 22, Shingun, 23, and Edwards, a 24-year-old. Is he on the list? Would he be on the list of guys that you would trade one of these two for? Would you, is Anthony Edwards on the list? I know he should be, but I'd have a hard time releasing it. I know B. Scott's probably looking crazy, but it is hard for me because I don't.
Demeanor, actually.
I don't know what Amen Thompson is. I know already he affects the game in a major way, and he's 22 and just learning, but I don't know what he is, and I am scared to give up on that. And then, as much as I continue to say, hey, man, Shingun is poor man's Jokic, and I still believe he is, but damn it, he keeps doing things that are more than poor man Jokic. He keeps doing things that seem a little closer to the real thing, and he's 23, and he looks like he's coming into his own. What is the list? 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch. What's the list of guys that you would say, all right, I'd be willing to trade Amen or Shingun for that player? Is Ant Edwards on that list?
Yeah, I mean, look, not for me. I like where we're at right now, and I know Anthony Edwards would obviously be a beyond Durant future play, longer term play. But I'll be honest with you, I want to see how this thing plays out with the guys that we got. I think it's a lot more. It's a lot more about buying in. It's a lot more about great chemistry. It's a lot more about playing on both ends of the floor with elite energy and effort. I want to see this thing play out because you've got those two guys in particular, I think, are the backbone of what Ime Udoka wants the signature of this team to be. And it's bigger than just one player. So I want to see this thing play out.
Last two texts. Nope. Keep the team the same. And then another one, I would take Ant-Man in a heartbeat. I think that's probably the play. I think it's like Luka. Because, I mean, he's only 24. But, again, like I said, and I know I'm probably clouded because we're watching them every night. But, like, I would never forgive myself if Amen Thompson turned into, well, I don't even know what it is. Again, I just don't even know a guy that affects the defense the way he does, and on the offensive side of the ball, who is just learning and can't shoot, but still giving you like 18, 7-7. I don't know what that's going to look like in 3 years. So I mean, it is tough. Someone text in, I wouldn't do it for a man, but I would do it for Shingun.
Yeah, I mean, if you force me to do it, it would have to be for a man because of the positions they play. I mean, it's you're You got to trade the guy that you're going to take away from.
Yeah, and I know someone said, well, we were saying Giannis, you would do it for Giannis. I know I feel different a little bit now after watching this season. I feel
15 games, they do to you, huh?
I feel a little different about these two. These two look like they have really turned the corner. I mean, you add Durant into this piece, they have more space and room. They look like they've turned the corner. I'm enjoying watching Amen Thompson. He cannot shoot a lick, but still is filling up the stat sheet. It's a weird thing. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but I mean, it's a short list, a much shorter list than I started, as you said, 15 games ago or the start of the season. All right, let's get B. Scott in, Texans report. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with this team. And I'll kick it off with what we kicked the show off with. Is this a must-win game for the Texans, according to B. Scott? We'll do that coming up next.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as B. Scott is live in the building there at Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row in Katy. Go on out, say what's up to B. Scott and the fellas. Grab some great wings, grab you some drinks, some food. They got a great menu there. Go out, enjoy yourself, and have a good time. B. Scott, good to hear from you on a big, big, big Wednesday ahead of a huge game against the Colts. And I'm curious from you how big this is to you. Is this a must-win game to you?
No, it's not a must-win game. Look.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I would like to win the game, but I think the larger picture is that you're on a race to four. Like y'all were talking about this earlier in the week, how many games do you need? What do you need to do to get in? And it really is a race to four. Like, four out of the next six games is what you need. Now, would it be great to start off with one, to not go 0-1 in that race to four? Yeah, that would be great. But do I think you absolutely have to have this game to get in the playoffs? No. You could lose this game, still beat Kansas City, still beat the Raiders, still beat the Chargers, and still beat the Cardinals, and still have a chance to get into the playoffs. So I don't think this is a must-win game as much as I would like to get it.
Yeah, I think the Chargers – the Raiders and the Cardinals are must-win games. I think when you look at the Chargers and the Chiefs, you've got to get one of those at least. And I would argue that it'd be better if you get both. It'd be even better if you get those wins over either of the Indianapolis wins. So
it's no question about it. Yeah. Like both of those games are more valuable because of how your schedule plays out and where you set up now in the standings. So you're much more likely. Like, we can want to win the division all you want. You can hate the Indianapolis Colts all you want. But if you just want to look at the math of it, you are still more likely to be a wild card team than anything else. And the wild card teams that are in your that you control your destiny against are the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yep.
So just the math of it dictates that those are the more valuable games. So you absolutely want to get those as much as you want to get this one coming up.
Yeah, you got to beat the two teams that you're significantly better than, and then ideally you got to get the two teams that are in the wild card running with you, or at least it looks like they're in the wild card running with you. Who knows what's going to happen in these other divisions and who could end up down there. But I think it's in our best interest if teams that are in the lead stay in the lead, and teams that are in our conversation, in the wild card conversation, those records continue to fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
like we don't need New England coming back to Buffalo. We don't need Baltimore to come back to Pittsburgh. We don't need Indy to come back to Jacksonville. And because all that means is we're fighting for teams that are already sitting at eight wins right now.
Yeah.
So it's better off if those teams run away with it and they lessen the pool of wild card teams.
Yeah, and you're honestly you're rooting against every team that's good, that's in the wild card race or in your division. So, like, the Colts, you want them to lose games. Of course, you want the Chiefs to lose games. You want the Chargers to lose games. And so that's where you are. Those are the most valuable games at this point because that's where you are in the standings.
Well, did you say Colts or did you say Chiefs?
Yeah, all of them.
I don't want the Colts. I mean, other than our games head to head, like outside of head to head games.
That's what, and that's what I'm saying because those games factor into your pursuit to four.
Yeah,
those are two of your next six games.
We need the Colts to beat the Jaguars.
The Colts can beat the Jaguars.
I still got to believe that division, man. I don't want to give up on that.
See,
winning the division.
So that's the thing. I think winning the division is kind of immaterial at this point. The point is actually trying to get in and playing the odds. And you need some combination of 4-2. It doesn't really matter what combination of the 4-2 you get, as far as the teams that are like the highest. So like, okay, the Colts and the Chiefs and the Chargers. Those are the teams that are in contention. So those are the teams that you absolutely need to beat in that pursuit to 4-2. That's basically the way it goes. Ideally, you would split between the Colts and split between the Chargers and the Chiefs, and you get in. You got like a 70-something percent chance of getting in. That's the route. And that's the most realistic route, right? You beat the cookie cutters. You beat the Cardinals and the Raiders of the world. But then at the very least, you split with the Colts and you split with the Chiefs and the Chargers. Win one of the two of both of those sets of games.
You think that gets them in?
And they get you in. That gives you literally a 74% chance of getting in. There are still some factors that could get you out, but that gives you a 74% chance of getting in. So that's what you need to do to take care of business.
What do you think about the likelihood of C.J. Stroud playing? I mean, you cover this thing as close as anybody. You're down there quite a bit. D'Amico Ryan's, to me, this seems like the D'Amico Ryan that's got to remind himself that, hey, man, we haven't announced that CJ's back yet, so let me add this little caveat of if he plays every time I talk. Do you think it's that, or do you think there's still a chance that he don't play?
So, honestly, I would be shocked if he didn't play, Clint.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact that we've gotten this far and he's not out of the concussion protocol and we're still kind of dancing around the conversation, it feels like, is and so today, apparently, he's a full participant in practice. But the fact that we got this far in the game does make me a little bit concerned about, like, what his effectiveness might be on Sunday night. Like, once they get to the game, is he limited in any way? Are there any effects, any kind of rust? I am concerned about his actual performance more so than his availability. I think he's going to play. I'm just a little bit more so worried about the fact that it took 3 weeks for him to get out of the concussion protocol, and what exactly does that mean?
For you, B. Scott. B. Scott joins us as he does each and every Wednesday with his Texans report. What for you is the thing that you want to see continuing the most when CJ returns?
Oh, the Jaden Higgins emergence, yeah. Right? Like, okay, so if the plan is to cheat toward Nico Collins' side
Right. I mean, not that every team hadn't shown us, but Buffalo damn sure showed you exactly what that looks like.
Exactly. Now, as y'all were talking about earlier in the hour, of course, the Colts have the corners that have both the size and the ability to match up with these wideouts, right? But I would also implore C.J. Stroud to trust those one-on-one matchups, because you also have the wide receivers that can go up against those guys, and Nico Collins, and I believe Jaden Higgins, as you were mentioning, Clint, someone that plays even bigger than that, as somebody that they can go to, something that is like newfound money in this offense. So if there's anything, obviously, like the poise and some of the clutch plays that we've seen from Davis Mills, obviously you want to see those types of things from C.J. Stroud as well. I feel like we have seen those things in the past, so I'm not expecting to see those things. But as far as like a revelation, something that we hadn't seen before or hadn't seen as much of, it's the Jaden Higgins emergence. It's the continuous emergence of sort of a Jalen Noel, getting him involved. We saw even a Christian Kirk get involved in the last game. If they found something in that, I want to see more of that.
We will look. The Texans got a big matchup Sunday with the Indianapolis Colts. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 joining us. B. Scott, how do you feel about this defense? No longer, by the way, number one in points allowed. The Rams have taken over by .2 points, I believe. I think we are 16.5 and they're 16.3 per game. I think that's right.
It's pretty good company to be in, though.
Yeah, but no longer the leader. Just thought I'd point that out. But how do you feel about the Colts' offense and what they bring to the table? We all know that our defense is great, but maybe they hadn't seen this type of challenge yet, this kind of balanced attack yet, or just really what you're feeling about the Colts and our defense standing up to the test.
So to me, this is an interesting storyline from the Colts' perspective, because if you talk to people in Indianapolis, they are livid, and we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy right now, where they're re-showing this game that the Colts and the Chiefs played on Sunday. They are livid at the fact that you had a fourth quarter where Jonathan Taylor touched the ball exactly two times. He had one carry, and they passed the ball to him once, but they had the lead in the fourth quarter, the lead 20-9 in the fourth quarter, and their best player, Jonathan Taylor, we're talking about, arguably the best running back in football, touched the ball all of two times. Now, Seth Payne has been on here in the mornings talking about how Shane Steichen doesn't like to run Jonathan Taylor when other teams stack the box.
So they
dared him to do it. And so what is the Texans strategy going to be there? Are they going to say, hey, look, we're going to dare Daniel Jones? And they got some pretty good wideouts. They got some pretty good options. I would honestly argue, when Daniel Jones is right, this offense doesn't really have any weaknesses when he's playing well.
I'll agree.
But if you can, I would say the strategy would be to force Daniel Jones to beat you. And if he does, then to tip your cap. But to go all in on limiting Jonathan Taylor and daring Shane Steichen to continue to call run plays against a stack box, which we know he is reluctant to do, and say, hey, we're gonna force the quarterback who hasn't been as good over the last few weeks, who nobody really believes is really that good, as they were talking about him earlier in the season, we're going to force that guy to beat us, as opposed to Jonathan Taylor, who we know is a known commodity and somebody that we know is a great player.
Brandon Scott with this Texans report. B. Scott, in this game, we just talked about the offense and a lot of the things that they could do. How many points do you think it's going to take to win this game for the Texans?
So I actually picked the Texans to win this game 30-27. Do I think it's necessarily going to take 30? No, because I think you got a defense that can hold. I was talking about this last week. They scored 23 points. And if they had scored, if the Texans had scored 23 points in every game that they played this year, they'd be 10-1. That's the type of defense that you're playing right now. So do I think it's going to take 30 points necessarily to win this game, no. But that's just my pick, 30 to 27. I think you can win it with less than that.
Boy, you feeling good as Thanksgiving, ain't you?
Yeah, man, let's go.
I mean, somebody's going to score 27 on our defense, and our offense is going to score 30. I mean, those would both be highs.
Those would both be highs, but I could see them both happening because of what this Colts offense is capable of. But fair. I also think that the Texans offense has shown you enough, and you add the element of C.J. Stroud, if they can get this done with their backup quarterback, who we know is limited, what could they do with their starting quarterback if he's right? Now, that's a question in and of itself.
Well,
how is CJ going to be affected by this concussion? I don't know the answer to that. But assuming that he's right, I don't see why the Texans can't go out there and score 30 points.
You clearly feel good about it, because I'm going to tell you right now, if the Texans offense goes out there and scores 30, the narrative in Houston changes drastically.
They scored 23 against a Buffalo defense that wasn't very good, and they didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm just saying that if it happens, the whole Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud thing is dumber than everybody thought it was. And that 0-3 start is way, way back in that rearview mirror, and the Texans are going to have to be taken. They're going to have to be like the most dangerous team, you know, on the fringe, if you will, of playoff kind
look,
of deal.
I think based on the defense alone, they're already kind of on that along that rim, yeah. Right? Like they're already a team that you don't want to play because they can muck up a game the way that they can defensively.
I'm going to tell you what, B. Scott. I'm not going to say it's crazy, but it's aggressive, and for me, I'll just be honest. If the Colts score 27, I feel like the Texans are in trouble. To me, we'll see. I know CJ is coming back, but I'm thinking if the Texans win, that score's got to be a little bit kept down a little bit more than that range. But we'll see. Big game coming up. B. Scott, we appreciate you. Hang out, man. Have you a couple of pops, man. Get you some wings or something and hang out with the
people. Fried pickles and martini, man. I'm going to have a good time.
Hey, go ahead.
Fried pickles and martinis. How you like that mix up right there, baby?
Man. Don't put me in the box.
5 o'clock fire coming up next. We'll give you the Texans and the Colts injury report. Rockets got a big one tonight against the team that ended their season in the latest on Lane Kiffin. That's coming up next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.